This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu and you're listening to Her Vantage on Enterprise, and Her Vantage is where we speak to women of influence and leadership. GoGet is a community platform for part-time help that connects people to verified part-timers known as Go-Getters. GoGet has impacted more than 16,000 Go-Getters to earn with a smartphone. Go-Getters in major cities outside the Klang Valley, namely Penang and Johor Bahru, and all Go-Getters are verified and trained before they can start claiming jobs such as being a part-time dispatcher, floor staff, event staff, or even as a part-time promoter. I'm here with Francesca Chia of GoGet. Tell us what happened with you and GoGet during MCO.
Wow, MCO really was a time of what we say internally of extremes. We had the highest of the highs and also the lowest of the lows. Overnight, our systems just saw a lot more people having to stay at home and therefore request a lot more go-getters to be able to help them do their task while they stayed safe at home. And that mainly was in shopping for groceries or picking up something from the office right before it shuts down. And then that really shifted to also us making sure we created a system and all our processes to be ready to take on that load. So it was really busy for us, but overall it was really great because we were able to create a lot of impact during this time of need.
Right. What were some areas around business continuity and risk management that you realized could be better improved as a result of this?
One thing that we noticed was that what happened during MCO really scaled our systems. And when a system scales, we noticed that both the good things in the system will scale, but also what used to potentially happen as an issue once a month may happen now once a minute. So that was something that we noticed. For example, our support system really could have scaled better so that we could actually attend to all the customers at a more scalable and a faster response way. So we quickly rolled out some automated mechanisms and initiatives to streamline some of the ways in which the jobs were sent to go-getters, and then getting it to be minimized in terms of issues so that the support tickets were prevented. So there were things that we had to do that really kind of automated the way our technology ran just to ensure that the go-getters and the users had a good experience.
Right. Were they more go-getters during that period? I mean, it was probably tougher for them to move around, or they're considered as essential services, I guess.
Yes, they are. However, just like probably every business, even though they were essential, we were faced with either updates of policy every Friday, or every day. Or even though the policy was announced, the executors on the ground that would issue the letters for approval may not have been ready to take on the load as well, because they would then have lots of companies knocking on their doors. And so we would take, for example, a week to get our letter. And that was something that we would have to every day ping the government to see, like, can we get our official letter? Can we get our official letter? So it was tough in that sense, but really glad that at least we managed to really be one of the essential services during MCO.
Mm. What did you learn about yourself as an entrepreneur during this period?
Wow, that is a great question. I'm not even sure if I've even sat down and reflected, because I feel like MCO hasn't even ended for me. It's still ongoing. I definitely had one word, though, that kept being in my head during this period, and it was the agile word. It was really obvious to me that during MCO, as a leader, I needed to be really agile and nimble to everything that was thrown at me, even though it would be thrown at me in the morning, and then in the afternoon it could be flipped around just because of a policy that was issued. So we needed to be very agile in order to attend to the ever-changing motions of the economy. And while we did that, I still needed to show stability to the team. So I think that balance was so important. personally, I guess what's great is I learned about me being, I guess, supported with really amazing teammates. I definitely wouldn't take a lot of credit for this MCO by myself. I have this amazing team, and I think without them, it would just be impossible for me to carry on what we do today.
Right. Well, what were the conversations with the team in terms of pivoting or moving and that kind of thing?
Well, so from the first day, I think everyone remembers it clearly, March 18th. That was when everyone just had a halt to everything. And even GoGet still had a halt because people were just going, oh, what do we do now, right? Actually, it was only the 19th of March that the conversation shifted to a lot of orders spiking in GoGet that we needed to make sure we could attend to with top quality and fast support system. And then we noticed that the orders had to really shift from what we used to do, which was a lot of business orders, to a lot of consumer orders because they're at home now. So very much more like consumer described as delivering to a residential as opposed to delivering to a business or handling a household task that's issued from a house versus helping a business promote. So as the conversation shifted from, okay, I know we used to do a lot of business solutions as part-timers, but right now the country needs a lot of household, consumer-driven jobs so that they can keep going from home. And what we've noticed is that we used to divide the conversations about, is this for a business or is this for home? And now we're seeing those conversations quite blended, just as how you are working from home and we're all working from home. Is it work or is that home? So we're starting to really see that actually we're going to start delivering a lot of products on the GoGet app that really provides for both sides. And we don't need to put you or ask you to declare if you're a business or a non-business. We're actually going to just allow you to utilize all sorts of features depending on home or work.
Okay. Did you find that there were more people choosing to be go-getters because of the economic situation at the moment?
Yes, hugely, hugely. To give you a sense, I think we saw a 10x increase for the supply side. And this is very sensitive for us because we want to make sure that if they do come on, they don't come on without jobs that could be matched. And we saw obviously a lag in the business jobs because we noticed that business, you know, the first 4 weeks, people are trying to keep their staff and then maybe they had to make some hard decisions on the fifth to the eighth week. And we have another batch that kind of happened a lot more, I think, from the eighth to the 12th week. Right? So you see like there's a lag on the business front. Then that impacts the actual demand coming in from businesses. So we're seeing that that shift. And in terms of type of jobs from the businesses, they're really changing from, for example, promoters to actually a part-time waiter or kitchen helper for the essential services or a picker and packer in e-commerce companies because they can still sell. So we're really trying to shift actually the type of jobs that we're marketing so that it's very relevant to today's like growing economies to support them and then remind people that you can use a go-getter for like 1 hour or 2 hours instead of a full-time staff so you can scale your business back up from ground zero.
Right. On that note, you have developed an interesting relationship with IKEA. We'll talk about that in just a moment. I'm here with Francesca Chia of GoGet. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Bulldozing fine measures. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
You're listening to Her Vantage and Enterprise, BFM 89.9. I'm here with Francesca Chia of GoGet. You know, so we'll just talk a little bit about what happened in the last couple of months with MCO and all that. But you've started an interesting relationship with IKEA. How did that get started and what are you guys doing?
Great. Yes. It got started because actually Ikano themselves, Ikano Centers, which is obviously the larger group of IKEA and the other shopping malls, they approached us because they're really trying to push the innovation of what is this new retail. And it's really exciting to see actually how a shopping mall is really thinking of how they can really kind of create value for their tenants in a whole new way during this situation. And they came to us and said, look, we really need to figure out how we can make sure we help the retailers in these shopping malls during the time when they become legally allowed to open and have people, they need to be able to, and they already had a foresight. They knew that people would not immediately go to the store. They knew that we would need to support a safe environment. And so they approached us to say, can you send go-getters actually to be a personal shopper where people can arrange for someone to go into a store, buy an item and deliver it, or they can drive through at a pickup zone and the go-getter just hands it over to the vehicle. And then the customer never has come out of their car and they can just drive off with their item. This allows that shopping mall to, I guess, get the convenience and really create that new form of shopping. And then that's how the conversation started. So that's really how we began the conversations and started designing the product.
Mm. So how's the response been, and do you have any targets? I mean, basically, how are you measuring success?
Yes, yeah. So we're really measuring success based on kind of the number of stores that are listed and then also the number of services that are engaged for the specific product. So we're seeing now that we have around 400 stores listed from the GoGet app. And the key thing here is essentially the main thing is we don't even charge a commission on the sale order. So that is really different if someone went on maybe another platform and they had to get a cut from that. Whereas for us, we don't impact the margins. It's free for them to list if you're part of the shopping center. If your GoGet business account is also free to be on GoGet. And then there's no SOP change that you need to even train your retail staff on. All it is, GoGetter shows up, buys the item, you keep 100% of the sale, and that's just an additional chance for you to kind of get your items to the customer. So then we just kind of measure whether or not like a lot of the retailers are going to sign up and provide that offering to the customer. And right now that's our main focus because we want to get as many offerings first and then start driving the number of transactions so that it's actually worth for someone to go into the GoGet app and say, oh, there are things that I actually want to buy from here, right? So that's actually our main focus at the moment.
Okay. So because I'll be asking, where's the money then, right? Is that down the road? Is that the idea that you get the numbers first and then look at putting fees into it?
So we actually earn from the go-getter's fee as usual, just like any go-get job. And so that's what we really believe in. As long as it's, this feature creates one, the job for a go-getter, creates employment in the community, two, gives the retailers a whole new way to sell and reach people, and three, does it in a sustainable way and not eat their margins. Especially in times like this, I think it's just important for us to think of the bigger picture of what's going to help. And for us, our business model is always to create jobs. So we're really focused on just making sure the go-getters get jobs at the moment.
Mm. So right now it's just with Ekano centers in JB, Penang and KL, right?
Yes. And what's great is they have their IKEA restaurants. So that's one of the big hits. Everyone loves their meatballs. So we have them there as well.
Are there plans to work with other shopping centers?
Yes, there are. So we do hope to announce those soon. And yes, we do have some in the pipeline.
Okay, down the pipeline. Okay. You currently have a promotion going on with Ekano Centres, right?
Yes, we do. They are really pushing the norm to be this new retail, and it's giving them giving their customers a free drive-through service as long as you use the GoGet shop for GoGet feature, and the items that you buy is just less than 100 ringgit. That means you get to enjoy this personal shopping service for free.
Right. And do you have an idea, like the kind of people that are using these services? Are they mostly people like us working from home, or is it like the older folks? Do you have an idea, like the demographics?
Mm-hmm. We have called up some of our customers that have used it to get some feedback. And generally, they are ranging from around the 20 to 40 years old bracket. And when we sent a survey out to also to our customers, we asked them what they really cared about this time during our MCO. Majority of them are still saying that they prefer to stay at home and get help to get things done outside. So I think that's kind of the main motivation during this period of our MCO for them to use the service.
Right. So people still are a bit iffy going out there.
It seems like so. Although, you know, when I go out and I see the traffic jam, it's really, really packed. But for some reason, it's that's what people are saying. based on our survey.
Right. And do you think this trend will continue now that, well, you know, things are slowly going back to normal?
Mm-hmm. I do believe that the trend of comfortably using a digital platform to get something, to purchase something, to engage a third party to help you do a task is just going to be a lot more comfortable than before, because people were forced to actually enter that zone, I think, during MCO. So those that were the late adopters of e-commerce or buying anything online had to buy something during MCO online. So I do think that is definitely going to stay. They've seen it, they've experienced it, they've played with it. It's actually, I think, whether we as platforms are going to create new type of services that's going to suit this higher comfort level, such as this, I guess, drive-through and delivery options for the mall. This is something I do not think would have at all be able to kind of execute in 2014, for example. But now I think we can. We've recently done a lot of, I guess, integrations with like food delivery and fresh produce partners that really helps that. People are more comfortable in terms of ordering online, especially if you really break down that trend. What happened in MCO was that actually there were just a larger mass group of people that had to do online purchasing because it was the only option. I think those that have experienced it for the first time, you almost like, once you go shop online, I guess you don't go back. I do believe now they know the option is there. They will go and try it when they need. They may not obviously replace their normal shopping on groceries. People would like to still shop physically in the grocery store, I believe. But they will be more comfortable to consider, oh, maybe, hey, could I use online for this? Maybe I'll go try it. I do think that trend will stay.
Right. So people have gotten used to the convenience of it and I guess the time saved.
Yes. I do believe.
Right. Francesca, what does the rest of the year look like for GoGet? I mean, I'm sure it wasn't what you had in mind at the beginning of the year.
Definitely not. I did not picture working from home for 3 months in a row. I would say, one, this has pushed us a lot to ensure protection of the go-getters are being delivered fast and seriously to the community, because more and more people are using this flexible form of work. And typically in the past, we've been championing for regulations that help ensure the go-getters on the ground are protected similar to a full-time job. That's the only way they can be really considering this as a serious option. And I think with the Pajana gig program that was just announced, where they would do a matching program for EPF and SOXO for the go-getters, that's really a big step in protecting the go-getters. So I think that's one thing that we'll definitely see towards the end of the year, more and more protection.
And your plans, you know, I'm sure you had revenue plans, everything. So that's obviously been changed and all that, you know, being innovative, I guess.
Yes. So we are definitely redefining where the revenue will come from. We see a lot more revenue coming in from integrations. We've had a lot more integrations with very big players in the recent few weeks. And thankfully, I think it's because they are also seeing the need for a digital solution. So we do bank in on more revenue coming from innovative products like that, as well as something like Ikano even.
Right. And I guess if in case there might be a second round of this, you will be ready.
Yeah, exactly. We have even had discussions on what that would mean just in case. And we're glad to have at least gone through it once so that we know how to learn from those kind of mistakes so we can redo it again, if anything, and do it without those many mistakes that we did.
Right. I'm saying never again, please. But, you know, I will never know. Thanks for being with us and sharing your journey with us and, you know, great stuff with working with Ikano Centers. You've been listening to Her Vantage and Enterprise. I've been speaking to Francesca Chia of GoGet, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.